Hello and welcome to the Print Pod. I'm Karishma Hasnat, special correspondent with the Print covering Northeast India. Today we'll discuss about Myanmar refugees living in New Delhi and what they want from the Indian government, official status and exit permits, but above all, they want dignity. For a 37-year-old mother of three from Myanmar, the refugee life in India is proving to be harder than she had imagined. The loss of her native land and relocating to an unfamiliar environment in New Delhi has sent a volley of challenges her way. Her three sons, twins aged 10 years and a younger one aged 7, are struggling to adjust at their new school, encountering bullies, lagging in academics and not finding support from teachers, she has alleged. An active member of the protests in Myanmar following the 2021 military coup, she can no longer return home, but isn't eager to stay in India either. She wants to take her children to the Netherlands, where her husband is based. But like many of her compatriots in Delhi, she says she's struggling to get her hands on a document that will allow her to leave for a third country, an exit permit. According to the United Nations High Commission for Refugees, as of 31 January 2022, over 46,000 refugees and asylum seekers are registered with UNHCR India, mainly from Myanmar and Afghanistan. And while she waits, this 37-year-old woman worries about her children growing up with trauma. Under the Temporary Asylum Seeker Certificate from UNHCR India, her children have the permission to study in the country and have been admitted to a government school in June last year. She was among the tide of Myanmaris that arrived in India from different parts of the country following the military coup. While she is from Kale in Myanmar's Sagaing Division, the others around her are from Chin State and Magwe Division. A rights activist from Myanmar, who wished to not be named, estimated that there are over 500 old asylum seekers and over 1,000 new refugees in New Delhi, most of whom came to India following the military coup, belonging to different ethnic communities, including the Chin, Bamar, Kachin, Kuki and Zomi. Interaction among them, she said, is limited since they all speak different dialects. The majority of Chin refugees have found shelter in Mizoram due to strong ethnic and familial ties that exist between communities residing on both sides of the Tiao River, marking the boundary between India and Myanmar. According to Mizoram government data, the northeastern state currently hosts over 35,000 refugees from Myanmar. The estimate could be even higher following the aerial attacks in January. Speaking to the Print, Salai Dokhar, founder of India for Myanmar, an independent grassroots advocacy movement, said that refugees in Delhi are not getting enough humanitarian support from the UNHCR. In March 2021, the Ministry of Home Affairs noted that India is not a signatory to the 1951 UN Convention relating to the status of refugees and its 1967 protocol. It said state government and union territory administrations have no power to grant refugee status to any foreigner. However, it mentioned a standard operating procedure issued in 2011 by the central government and amended in 2019, which must be followed by law enforcement agencies while dealing with foreign nationals who claim to be refugees, adding that in deserving cases, long-term visas may be granted by the central government. The Print reached Ministry of Home Affairs spokesperson for an update on exit permits for Myanmar refugees. MEA spokesperson Rajkumar said he had no information on the matter. Let's discuss how some of these refugees lived with trauma, past, and are having to live with it even now. Following the Myanmar military's decision to seize power on the 1st of February 2021, a day before the parliament was due to swear in democratically elected members, large-scale protests broke out across the country. The 37-year-old was among the hundreds of civilians who went on strikes against the Tatmadaw or the Myanmar military. She was part of a civil society organization in Kale, leading demonstrations around town. She entrusted her children to her parents' care and joined fellow activists in anti-junta protests and constructing barracks for their safety. To avoid the military's attention, She, like many others, would move around in slippers and house dresses when planning strikes. The military was drawing closer each day, conducting house-to-house searches in various districts and making arrests. Reports had emerged of people being killed in both Mandalay and Yangon. Amid the chaos, the Kale activists found refuge in one of the barracks they had constructed, managing to evade arrest and survive firings for almost a month. The demonstrations did not stop. The refugee remembers how the junta found them and opened fire at the barrack. Her friend was shot in the chest by a sniper. She was carried to the hospital but could not be saved. As the news spread across the country and the name of the organization was widely reported, she knew it was time to leave Myanmar. After attending her friend's funeral, she planned her escape to India along with her children. In April 2021, she and her sons crossed the Tiau River. They lived at a friend's industrial unit in Aizawl for 7 months before deciding to move to Delhi. Currently, she offers online consultations to a Myanmar civil society organization for a small fee. Another 25-year-old refugee from Kale, who works at a factory making mobile chargers in West Delhi's Asalpur area, told The Print that she had faced racial discrimination because she does not look Indian. She had moved to the capital in 2013 to join her husband at Janakpuri. He had left Myanmar in 2010 to seek international protection and because of lack of development under the military regime. Myanmar was ruled by the armed forces from 1962 until 2011. The military junta was officially dissolved in 2011 and a new civilian government was established under former army bureaucrat Thein Sein as president. A number of political and social reforms were implemented during the transition period. Most Myanmarese refugees in Delhi are awaiting their exit permits to a third country, the necessary approval from the government before any refugee is allowed to leave the country. It can be obtained from the Foreigners Registration Office upon submitting an application. Exit permits were also among the demands raised as the Myanmarese community in India staged a protest at Delhi's Jantar Mantar this January. In September 2022, the Union government had refused exit permit to Myanmar national Senaura Begum and her 3 minor children living in Delhi. Senaura is among the few Myanmar refugees who had approached Delhi High Court last year seeking directions from the court to the central government and the MEA to issue exit permits. In an affidavit, the central government, according to an ANI report, had said it has credible inputs from security agencies regarding illegal Rohingya migrants currently staying in India of having links with terror organizations. And if someone was an illegal foreigner, then after checking the nationality and in due consultation with the MEA, the person should be deported to his country of origin. Under the UNHCR, refugees and asylum seekers can avail complementary pathways that provide admission and lawful stays in a third country where their international protection needs are met. These pathways include family reunification, humanitarian visas, third country employment and educational programs, and special humanitarian schemes to provide community-based and individual sponsorship visas to refugees. However, the uncertainty around an applicant's official refugee status makes the process complicated. The refugees from different ethnicities of Myanmar who have sought shelter in the northeastern states are required to travel to Delhi if they wish to qualify for refugee protection under UNHCR, said the human rights activist in Manipur on condition of anonymity. Considering the distance and expenses, many cannot afford to shift to the national capital and most of them do not have travel documents. So they continue to live with their kin in Mizoram or Manipur at rented homes or temporary shelters. Those who move to Delhi find themselves battling greater hardships today. It is not easy to get a job and if they do find one, it's long hours and little pay. They don't know Hindi and that adds to the problem, the activist said. A 57-year-old from Myanmar, who has been living with his family in New Delhi since 2011, has been hoping to migrate to Australia, where his relatives live. Having worked as a daily wager in Myanmar, the father of two had come to India to escape the turmoil in his country and find better opportunities here. From Myanmar's Tedim Township in Chin State, he has since been working as a housekeeping staffer at the New Delhi Mall. He struggles to speak Hindi but can follow a few basic commands. His daughters, who can speak both English and Hindi, dropped out of school in 2021 after securing Australian visas to prepare for their journey ahead. They were in class 12 and class 10 at the time. The FRO, however, did not give them exit permits. The family of four living in Uttamnagar has just enough to get by. While his daughters work as housekeepers at a guest house in Gurugram, his wife is a tailor, catering to the community of refugees in New Delhi. Compared to the new asylum seekers, though, he has an advantage: a smart identity card under UNHCR, a card with multiple wallets that can be used by different agencies to assist refugees in sectors like health, education, among others. The mother of three in Vikaspuri said the new refugees also need a smart card to avail the benefits, especially livelihood training, financial help and resources. She said that living in Delhi has been expensive. Apart from paying the monthly rent, she has to fend for her children's education and daily needs. Her husband sends money whenever possible, but it has not been sufficient to cover living expenses and her children's tuition fees. Then there's the language barrier. She told the print that while some shopkeepers are nice, others refuse to speak English. In the streets, she also alleges that strange men pass comments in a language she cannot understand. Some have even made obscene gestures. Her demand, she added, is protection for refugees on humanitarian grounds. She says, and I quote, "All I want is to be treated with respect and dignity," end quote. That's all we have in today's telecast of the Print Pod. Tune in to the Print for more news and updates.